On the vocals, singing Panonica, the Thelonious Monk composition, Deborah Brown from her new recording, Kansas City, Here I Come, a lovely rendition. Deborah Brown will be in Knoxville on Tuesday, September the 12th at 8 p.m. at the Mill and Mine, which is one of the new venues here in Knoxville. I caught the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra there, among others, at the Big Ears Festival. In any case, Deborah Brown will be performing with the Knoxville Jazz Orchestra as part of their 2017-2018 series. This would be the opener. Well, last week there was a thing at the Square Room. But we've got Vance Thompson to clear all this up for us. I haven't seen you in a while. You've been out touring around the country, right?
I have been, yeah. I've been playing as a member of the Jerry Douglas Band, which has been all over from Massachusetts to California in the last 12 months.
Do you have a favorite gig or a favorite festival that you've played? One that just, when you think back, like, oh, that was the one.
Well, the Telluride Bluegrass Festival is pretty special. That's a special place, and the stage, it's kind of hard to beat that setting. So that's a good one. And then the other one that sticks out is the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival. We played it in San Francisco last October. That was, the crowd was somewhere between 75 and 90,000 people.
Did you get to meet a lot of them?
Yes, I personally.
And Jerry Douglas's band, it's not just you that has a Knoxville connection, right? There's some other folks.
That's right. The other resident Knoxvillian is the bassist Daniel Kimbrough. Also Jamel Mitchell, who used to live in Knoxville until just a couple of months ago. And Mike Seal, who lived in Knoxville for many years, then moved to Atlanta, and then now he's in Nashville. So there are four of us out of a seven-piece band.
And a lot of them came through UT's program, right?
Yeah, all of them. That's how we all met.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the upcoming 2017-2018 season of the Knoxville Jazz Orchestra.
Thank you.
I've been going through, you know, I do this every time. I start plotting, you know, which is my number one. Let's just have a look at some of these. I'm going to start with my number one, though it's a toss-up. On October the 3rd, Thelonious Monk Centennial Celebration with John Beasley.
Yeah.
What can you tell me about John Beasley? I know he's got these Monkestra records, and he's been touring all over the world with that stuff.
Yeah. Well, he's a pianist and composer and arranger. He has worked with the likes of Freddie Hubbard, Wayne Shorter, Miles Davis. But coming out, I first became aware of him when the first Monkestra record came out. And it's Monk's music reimagined for a 17-piece big band with you know, it's a very modern take on Monk. They use, you know, Afro-Cuban rhythms, hip-hop rhythms, modern harmonies, big band instrumentation. And, you know, I say things like this a lot, but it was one of the first records in a long time that really got me excited again about the big band. You know, they don't come along that often that sounds, it's like, wow, I've never heard a big band do that.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to Improvisations. We're talking with Vance Thompson, the leader of the Knoxville Jazz Orchestra, about the upcoming Knoxville Jazz Orchestra series of jazz concerts, including so many great folks. Right now, we've been talking about John Beasley. Let's check some of that out. This is from Monkestra Volume 2, Light Blue. Hey! John Beasley from the recording Monkestra Volume 2. John Beasley will be coming to Knoxville in October as part of the 2017-2018 concert series of the Knoxville Jazz Orchestra. In fact, the leader of that very orchestra is here with me, Vance Thompson. On September the 12th, a vocalist, you've got Sarah Vaughan tribute featuring Deborah Brown. Mm-hmm. What can you tell me about Deborah Brown? And I know everybody loves Sarah Vaughan. What's in store on this particular show?
Deborah Brown is a vocalist from Kansas City, Missouri. She's been here three times before, but the last time was almost 10 years ago. So it's been quite a while since we've had her. But she is one of the world's greatest jazz vocalists. I mean, as far as just strength as a jazz musician, understanding harmony and subtle melody and that kind of thing, I think that she's the best vocalist that we've had in terms of that. And I think that she is the closest to Sarah Vaughan's style of anybody living that I know. So and she has a book of great arrangements. She travels all over the world and plays with big bands all over the place. So that'll be a fun show.
And she's a real entertainer as well as having the chops and the substance.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. She is the real deal. She knows what she's doing. Yeah.
Getting ahead to Christmas, I hate to even say that out loud, not because I don't like Christmas. We're looking ahead in the schedule. Coming up in December, Merrill Lynch presents A Swinging Christmas. I mean, last year's show is going to be the one to beat for me because you had Cecile McLaurin-Salvant.
That was 2 years ago.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. But that was a great one. Last year, we had another vocalist named Nikki Harris.
Oh, I was out of town for last year.
Yeah.
I'm still high from the one 2 years ago.
Nikki Harris is also a great vocalist and coming more out of the gospel tradition.
So who do you have this year?
We have Wycliffe Gordon, who is a fantastic trombonist, really all-around brass player. He's absolutely one of the world's greatest trombone players, but he also plays trumpet better than probably 99% of the world's trumpet players. And he's a great vocalist, all-around great entertainer, and a great arranger for the people that came to the Christmas concert last year. All of the arrangements that we did with Nikki Harris were done by Wycliffe Gordon for her.
And I'm really excited about this because he's actually one of my favorite musicians who happens to play trombone, right?
Right.
But I think trombone is one of those jazz instruments that you can find plenty of records, but you can't find a ton of them.
Mm-hmm.
And his are just so strong.
He's right.
So many different kinds of records. It's just he's just a wonderful musician.
Yes. Yeah. Agreed.
And now, being a guitar nerd, I must say my second favorite is probably going to be Bill Frisell.
Absolutely.
Because he's another guy that's been around for quite a while, but he's always doing something incredibly interesting.
Right.
You know, and just when you think you got, oh yeah, I know what he does, I got it, he comes out with something completely different.
Right.
What's he going to do with the Knoxville Jazz Orchestra on January 23rd?
Well, in 2015, he did a big band record with a band that's based in Germany, the WDR band. And so we're just going to do the music from that record. It was arranged by a gentleman whose name is escaping me at the moment, but who was on faculty at Berkeley when Bill was a student there. And so then all these years later, they collaborated on this, and some of the tunes are standard tunes from the jazz repertoire, like 7 Come 11, yeah. Benny Goodman hit, and others are Frisell originals that were arranged for big band.
Can I come up on stage before the show and take a picture of his pedal board?
Absolutely.
That's so pathetic, but it's not even a joke. You know, it's like, I've seen people do it at his shows. They'll just come up and like they'll drop their phone over the top, snap, walk away.
Right. Yeah.
I won't touch anything.
Right. He is a special person. I mean, he more than just the way that he plays guitar, he just has a way of creating a mood. that's specific to him. That's one of his traits that makes him so special.
Yeah, it's one of those instrumentalists that you can usually identify him fairly soon as soon as he starts playing, which is this trademark of having your own sound.
Right.
Has it.
Yeah.
This is Improvisations. I'm Todd Steed talking to Vance Thompson about his upcoming season of concerts with the Knoxville Jazz Orchestra. John Pizzarelli, of course, coming around during Valentine's Day. And closing out the series, and this is another favorite of mine as well. I know Chris Woodhull's a huge fan. An Evening with Stefan Harris, the vibe player.
Stefan is one of my favorite artists and one of my favorite people. He's the type of person that within seconds of meeting him, you feel like you've known him forever. He's just such a genuinely interested, especially if you're a musician. You know, he wants to talk to you about what he's working on, and he wants to hear what you think about it, you know. So he's a delight to be around and an unbelievable player.
You know, I've got to wonder, too, bringing all these world-class acts for many years now, this seems to also have a very positive impact on Knoxville because, I mean, I grew up in Knoxville. You grew up in Maryville, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember this kind of thing going on when I was growing up. I mean, there was always great music in Knoxville, no doubt about it, especially locally produced. But I'm wondering if you're starting to hear in all your travels or from all these musicians who come here and play, are you starting to hear people talk about Knoxville, or are you hearing from jazz musicians about their impression of Knoxville as a music scene or as a place to play?
People and jazz musicians in particular know that this is a place that has something happening, and a lot of the people who come are very impressed with what's going on. Maria was very sweet, you know, praised the band and just praised the fact that we have, you know, as much happening and as many people coming out and supporting it.
Yes, and I was impressed with Maria Schneider. Her show was just phenomenal.
You know, the other thing, the thing that's behind the scenes that people don't see when they come to concerts, but that is absolutely the engine that makes it work, is we have a board of directors that works almost year-round now in raising money for the organization so that we have a budget to work with, because the musicians that we're bringing in are in demand around the world, and you can't just call them up and say, you know, can you do me a favor? it just doesn't work that way, you know. And you have to be able to offer them something commensurate with what they would get elsewhere. And we couldn't do that in the beginning. We've had to build up to that. But yes, it is nice when people from outside of town come here and say, wow, you got a great thing going on here, you know.
Yeah, well, I'd like to thank the board of directors because they've probably saved me hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Because literally, if you wanted to go see some of these groups, and a lot of these are on my bucket list that you've brought, I mean, to go to New York to stay in a hotel or go to Chicago, stay in a hotel, pay the whatever the outrageous club fee to get in,
right,
you know, for a much shorter show typically.
Right.
I mean, it would cost you a small fortune to see all these acts, and you know, literally I'm driving 12 minutes
right
from, you know, North Knoxville to see
yeah.
it. It's kind of a real treat, and I hope people realize how good of a treat it is, because these are people that I, you know, see playing in festivals in Europe. Carla Bley, that you played with as part of the Big Ears Festival, was
right.
another one that I love seeing that combo of the Knoxville Jazz Orchestra with Carla Bley. Excellent. Well, Vance Thompson, always a treat to have you in here. We've been talking with Vance Thompson from the Knoxville Jazz Orchestra and discussing their 2017-2018 season. If you missed part of this conversation, we'll post this online at WUOT.org. Finishing off this set on Improvisations, Bill Frisell. Bill Frisell with Petra Hayden on the vocals there from his soundtrack collection entitled When You Wish Upon a Star. That was Moon River. Earlier in the set, we talked to Vance Thompson from the Knoxville Jazz Orchestra, and I'll put that online here in a day or two as soon as I tie my shoelaces and other things of great importance. When we return, I don't know what we're going to play, but I can tell you this, it will be jazz music. And it will be delicious. So hang around. More jazz on the way.